It's about a minute after 10 a.m. and the Mornings with Ed show. Welcome, KXFM. Trying to keep the community as informed as we can. We're going to speak with a local who has tested positive for the coronavirus. And on the line, I do have Heather with us this morning. Heather, how are you today?
Hi, I'm doing great.
Thank you for calling in, first of all. I really appreciate that. And I guess the obvious question and the first question is going to be, how are you feeling right now?
I feel fantastic, actually. I didn't really have major symptoms. They only lasted probably about a day. Okay. And so the biggest thing, I guess, the biggest symptom is I've lost a sense of smell and taste, okay. And it's still, I still don't really have it. So was
that the alarm that went off, was when you lost your sense of smell and taste that I need to get tested? Or what exactly, what made you go get tested? How poorly did you feel?
I really, from a 1 to 10, I felt like a 5. Okay. And it was only one day, but the loss of taste, my husband told me, is a symptom. I didn't even realize it. And then somebody that I was exposed to had called me probably not feeling well, saying that she was tested positive.
Okay. So that's where you think you got it? Was this from this individual?
It could have been, yeah. Okay. I mean, it could have been.
And how long would it have been between the last contact with them and the time that you started feeling poorly?
It was about 6 days, actually.
Okay. And as you went through that one day or day and a half of feeling poorly, was it different than any other flu you've ever had?
Nope, not at all. I mean, just a slight fever, sore throat. I guess the only thing is, again, you're losing your sense of taste and smell and you're not congested. So that's
right.
The only thing that was different.
I've heard some people report that they felt like an onset of a heart attack, like their heart was, their chest was heavy. Did you feel that as well?
A tiny bit, but again, not really. Just okay. Like a tiny bit.
Okay. All right. Was there
possibly like anxiety, but that was it.
Okay. Was there a rash of any kind, a skin rash that you?
No rash
of any kind. Okay. And are you currently isolated from the rest of your family?
No, my husband most likely has it. They're not testing at this point, like family members. And my son's been inside playing video games. So right. He's basically, you know.
Right. So the whole family's kind of isolated together. Okay, and is your husband experiencing symptoms of any kind?
Just achy, really tired, taking a nap daily, and that's been going on for about a week.
Right.
But a little tightness in his chest also, and then like a dry cough, which I never had the dry cough, so a little dry cough.
Can I ask your ages, yours and your husband's?
I'm 39 and he's 50.
Okay, all right. And from the time that you felt that you were exposed, how many people do you think you may have contacted?
You know what? I work in an industry where I see a lot of people. Okay. So it could have been, a few. It could have been a few.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you've told, obviously your boss knows, or the people you work for know. And
my boss knows.
Okay. And the people you work with, how many people do you work with? What's that number around?
Not a lot. Okay. So just a handful. So okay. That's one thing that's good, is just a handful of people.
Okay. And who's going to the store for you guys? Who's dropping your groceries off?
We have friends.
Okay.
Friends going, yeah, which is awesome. Yeah. I think the biggest thing that was interesting with all of this is that, like, the CDC says that 72 hours after your fever breaks, you're good to go. You don't have to quarantine. But 2 additional days after that, that's when I got tested and I still showed up positive.
Oh.
And so they said that you can shed the virus. The longest they've seen is up to a month. So we're in quarantine until like the 8th.
Right. Right. And, yeah. and if you're, again, if you're feeling stuff on that date, if you're feeling something close to that date, I imagine that you'll continue to quarantine even beyond that.
They'll test me again on the 8th, okay. And then we'll have to wait for the results again, and then see. So, I've felt 100% for the past week.
Right. How long did the results take this first time?
They took 4 days. So, I took it on Tuesday, and then I got them on Friday, the results.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And my next question is, what advice would you have to others that are either positive currently or haven't yet to test positive, but the asymptomatic of us out there? What do you have any advice? Do you have any?
I mean, if you feel like you're sick, then definitely do not go anywhere for 2 weeks and have people drop things off.
Right.
That's my biggest thing, is do not go anywhere for 2 weeks.
Now, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. You go ahead.
I was gonna say, before you got sick, were you taking this seriously? Were you?
I was, yeah. Okay. Most definitely. Yeah, we instantly hunkered down when this happened.
All right. We're speaking with Heather, who's tested positive for COVID-19 and will retest on the 8th. I'm under the impression that several more people here in our community probably have it and are probably positive. Would you be under that same impression?
I think so. Most definitely. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Heather, thank you so much for being on the program today. I really appreciate that.
You are welcome.
And will you be sure and give us a call back and give us an update?
Sure. Yeah, I'll do that when we find out.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
This
has been Heather. Thank you so much. You as well, Heather. That's been Heather. We've been talking to her. She's tested positive. Our local that's tested positive for COVID-19. It's 10:07 KXFM, keeping our community informed.